This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You're welcome to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And, well, not only are you welcome to call in and talk on Free Talk Live anytime that's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, any day of the year, including Christmas, it doesn't matter. Whatever the day is, we'll be here from between 7 and 10. But we bring in some show prep, too. I got an article here from one of my favorites, the Foundation for Economic Education, because, well, frankly, I think we all need a little education in economics. 5 lucrative jobs that don't require a college degree. So when you think about a college degree at this point, I mean, the cost is going up, 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 right?
Absolutely.
At some point or another, you reach the threshold for making enough money to pay for this thing to make it make sense. There are a lot of people out there right now who are saddled with debt from their college degree. In some cases, it's never going to get paid off. It's keeping them from moving forward. It's keeping them from getting the jobs that they want to get, keeping them – you can't get rid of it in bankruptcy. The only way you can get rid of your college debt is dying.
And and a lot of these people that have these masters or whatever in these, you know, whatever crazy things, the only marketplace for them is what I call the parasite class, is to go work in some, you know, public education, to go be a teacher somewhere and that's just like my niece, for example. We took her out to dinner the other night, and she's talking about, you know, college and doing this. And I'm like, what's the end game? You know, what are you going to do?
Right. And like, that's not the end game anymore. Like, college isn't the goal any longer. It's whatever is after college. And if college gets you to that thing that's afterwards, then that's great.
But it's like, and her whole line of work is literally, she's like, pretty much all, there's no private sector options that are pay any kind of money. And then when you go to work for the public sector, certain types of public sector, like school teachers and stuff, did you get these like the special like deferments on your college loan? Not my niece, but a cousin of mine who's same age, about 24. She went to school for art and a few other things. And I'm like, where can you really apply that?
College for art.
And she's like, well, I was working at art studios, art galleries, you know, I make a commission on when something sells. And
but you don't need a degree when some do that.
Right. And so I'm like, oh, you make any money there? And she's like, no. She's like, so I'm an art teacher. And she goes, but the great thing about being an art teacher is that it was some kind of contract that she did with the school, and they're basically going to, like, take care of her student loans.
Yep, they'll pay your
loans.
As
part of the deal. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the only way that there's this whole like class of educated working folks out there that are young, and the only opportunity they really have is to go to work in the government sector. And then, of course, you know, that's just, you know, more and more people working in the government sector. So us people who work in the private sector literally can't retire because we're forced to pay for the retirement of the public sector.
Right. And wages continue to go down in the private sector as compared to the government sector. As we, you know, I mean, it makes it more and more difficult. You're right. I often list people that should get a degree are engineers, doctors, lawyers, and that's about it. But in many cases, people who go to work for the government also need a degree. So
the degree scale that was explained to me, and I'm going to say this a little wrong, my cousin, and this was while she was at my wedding last summer, she was telling me about this, she lives in Mississippi, was like, so the first degree you get is, I don't know, it was like a bachelor's or something. Is,
well, the first one's an associate's. Then a bachelor's.
Then a bachelor's. And then so
a master's. And then
so
PhD.
I think she's got like a bachelor's now.
Okay.
And so that bachelor's is worth X amount of dollars as an art teacher in a school.
All right. That makes sense. Yeah.
And then her goal is, and her mother's really pushing her to do this, her goal is to get her master's because she'll just by having the master's, she's not taking on any more work.
Yep.
She just paid a whole lot more money.
Yep.
And, you know, and her, you know, my aunt, who's a wonderful lady, I love her dearly, she's been a professional in the public school system her whole life.
Yeah.
And she's actually a psychiatrist. And, you know, she makes a really nice retirement. And basically, you know, my cousin is like, it's like, yeah, you know, you got to get that master's as quick as you can because you really need to crank up that retirement. You know, by the time you're ready to retire, you know, you can, you know, bring home, you know, $70,000-$80,000, you know, a year.
Per year. Move down to Florida. Right. And you're in great shape at 65 or whatever.
Now, what kind of contract did she have to sign in order to have them pay for her student loans?
She didn't say contract. She said, like, agreement.
Okay.
And,
to work there so long, so many years.
And basically, as she works there, so it's two things. Because she's working in a public school, there's like a deferment,
mm-hmm.
and there's, like, a some kind of school loan assistance or...
A forgiveness?
She didn't say that. I don't really exactly remember, but I also did talk to another cousin of mine who is doing a similar thing through the Navy. And I think the Navy is, they're actually going to, after the time is served in the Navy, the school loan is, I don't know, is paid off.
It's basically. Set
aside. Yeah. They're like, oh, I don't have to pay these student loans. But my cousin has got these student loans. Is like, you know, she would have to, like, work. She would have nothing left over, literally working at like a $15 an hour job, you know, at $40 an hour, and then feeding herself, and then paying a, you know, a couple $100 a month for rent or whatever, and some of her other bills. I mean, you know, it's just she's got nothing left mm-hmm. over. You know, and the student loans, I don't know what they are. They're several hundred dollars a month or whatever.
But. Presumably, these student loans are basically anything that would be savings. Like, the idea
is that
you pay off the student loans, and then you begin putting the same amount towards savings in the future. So I don't know what obviously, I can't say what any individual may have in student loans. Some have more than others. Presumably, they believe they could get paid more than others. But one of the biggest problems is you've got this 18-year-old comes out of high school. You don't believe they're old enough to drink. Frankly, they're not old enough to make a lot of sexual decisions, but you believe they're old enough to sign up for a contract that's going to hang over their head for 20 plus, potentially plus years. I mean, my wife's student loans just got paid off. She was done with college before I met her. We've been together since 2003.
I know a guy who is 61 years old, and they're still coming after him for his student loans. Like 4 years ago, we were doing some legal stuff on like how to kind of like fight off and beat these student loans somehow, and I referred him to some folks. He never really followed up, but at that point, 4 years ago, what he had already made for payments was like 30% more than the actual original loans, and what he owes now is something like, you know, and he went to finish college in the 70s. And what he owes now is something like 3 to 4 times as much as the original loan.
With penalties and interest.
Oh, yeah, because mm-hmm. the interest is all crazy and the penalties, and it's such a racket.
It is. It's a real mess. And this is a lost generation, essentially, is what's happening here. And all you can do, you cannot save the world, ladies and gentlemen, but you can save your kids.
Yeah, teach them some skills. Laura, let them go learn some real-world skills.
Right. I mean, I frankly, there's very few people that I think are well-served going from high school directly into college. Admittedly, if you go to college, you start getting certain degrees. You get a STEM degree. That's, science, technology, mathematics, and something to do with E. I don't know. I don't have to know them. I don't have a degree in one of those things. But I also... You know, I never got a degree. I did a little bit of time at the community college, and that was about it. And everything's been fine up to this point.
in a little town I grew up in, Palmer, Massachusetts, there was a vocational school called Pathfinder Vocational School. So a bunch of my buddies went to Pathfinder. And pretty much all those kids that went to Pathfinder and took tech stuff, they're in trades, they're making very good money, and they have virtually zero debt. Well, they have no college debts. They didn't go to college.
Right,
they went right to work.
That 4 years can be used at the company you want to work at. 855-450-3733. Tell me why college makes sense. 855-450-FREE is in freedom. Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, bring up what's ever on your mind.
the number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
We're talking about this article from Fee about five jobs that don't require, lucrative jobs that don't require a college degree. But basically what we established in the first segment was college is more or less a scam. And it's going to put you deeply in debt and probably not provide you with much. Unless, you know, like I like to say, engineers, lawyers, doctors, there's a few degrees that make some sense. Whatever yours is likely, statistically, very likely, not one of them. I know an MBA who works on cars for a living and has a second job installing appliances.
A lot of my buddies, you know, I graduated high school in 98, so a lot that, and the huge push was back then was the guidance counselors. You know, listen to the guidance counselors. These guys are going to, they're going to, you just listen to a guidance counselor, your life is going to be sweet, and let's, you know, and they had these people, these guidance counselors would recommend, you know, you get to, like, these firms that would help you write grant applications or college, college assistants or, like grant money, like a bunch of my buddies got like a few thousand bucks here and there for like whatever, football, this, that, and the other thing, chess team or something. But and then like, you know, 2003, 2004, my buddies, you know, got 4, 5, 6 years in college and they're like, hey, dude, can I go throw some hay with you? And I'm like, well, what about that fancy college education you got? How come you're not making like $100,000 a year? He's like, there's really no jobs, you know. I went to school, you know. Mr. Thompson was actually the guidance counselor, and he's like, you know, my friend Brian, he went to school for basically like computer-generated, you know, cartooning. I forget what the heck it was called, but, you know, he showed me a little thing he made.
And he's I'm sure that that's lucrative and that you can – that thing sounds like you might be able to use that back then at some point.
Well, no, because guys in India do it for, you know, nothing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and you know – third world countries or developing countries, these guys get, you know, have, you know, whatever. It's cheaper to get that education or they got it or something. So yeah, he just couldn't get a job.
That's rough. Let's go to the phones. You got Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How do you spell sicko?
Sicko?
How do you spell sicko?
Okay. S-I-C-K-O.
You know there's another way to spell sicko?
I bet there's a joke coming. Go ahead.
LGBTQ.
Oh, boy. So, okay, that's it. That's what we got here. Whatever. There's a joke.
Interesting.
I don't particularly care what people do in their bedrooms. You know, if you've got the time to be concerned with that, then I suppose you can pass judgment if you want. It's not my interest. Just don't care. So let's go on with this article here from Fee. They want to talk. They want to give us some highly paid, high demand careers that are sneered at because they don't require a college degree. And when I was in school, I don't know if this was said, but this was the impression that I got. Was basically there were, you know, there were three career paths that you could have out of school. You could have, you could go through like the shop classes and that sort of thing. And there was, we had a handful of them still in when I graduated in 1989. Or you could take the sort of the shop class career path and then go on to vocational technical institute and then probably get a job in you know the trades, as it were. And that was for people that were understood to be below average intelligence.
Right.
Sorry. That's how they said, that's how it was presented to me. Then for people above average intelligence, we were supposed to go to college. Whatever it was, it didn't matter what kind of useless degree you got, underwater basket weaving or, you know, the art degree or whatever that your degree was. You just had to go to college and get a degree.
Yeah, as long as you got a degree and, you know, you get a job at some school somewhere.
And
government job.
At that time, yes, you could get a degree with a relatively low cost. It wasn't going to be that big of a deal. Unless you went for a doctor and you're going to spend more. But still, the costs for going to college from 1989 to 1993 were going to be relatively inexpensive. I guess graduating year 1990 to 1994, actually. So, you know, that was the career path I was on. And the bias was that you're the above average intelligence. And then there was this other career path of losers, right? They were just going to graduate high school and go off to work. And I don't think it's anything like that anymore. You know, I think that, frankly, I would be looking for the person who takes their GED at 16 and then goes and starts working at a real job. By, you know, when you're at 16, you're going out and you're getting a real job and you're starting to look at the future, then maybe you can start begin to discern what it is that you really want to do. Asking a kid who's 17 years old, because that's when you're supposed to start applying to colleges, and supposed to know what it is that you want to do, I guess, because you'd want to apply to the college that has the best degree program in the area that you want to go, right?
And most of these 17-year-olds haven't done anything productive. They've played sports ball.
Right.
Well, that's what a 17-year-old wants to do. I'm going to be a basketball player or baseball player or whatever.
Yeah. You know, if basketball can get you into a university where you can get a degree at a low cost, then by all means, play some basketball. It'll burn some calories. Sounds like a good thing to do. I was at work from, I started working at 12 years old, but I still didn't know what I wanted to do. I just wanted to follow orders. I wanted to be an employee. I wouldn't have stated that to you, but I didn't have any goals surrounding a career. I wasn't prepared to start talking about a career. I wasn't prepared for years after that. So asking me for that is unfair. And this career path where we say to kids, you got to get your SAT, you got to get your ACT, you got to go from, 12th grade to 13th and 14th and 15th and 16th grade and go on. That doesn't make much sense. So I think that it makes more sense to go out and get a job. And then if you need to get something, then go get a degree after that. First one, truck drivers.
High demand right now.
It is in high demand. Because I think that people have seen the handwriting on the wall, right, as far as truck drivers go, that at some point or another, some kind of self-driving vehicle is going to come along and replace truck drivers. So a lot of people have gotten out of the field, but that doesn't change the fact that today things need to move from one location to another. And there's some big companies that are in the space, so it can be a little more difficult for the single driver, basically, the guy who owns his own truck, to make a living than it used to be.
Oh, but, tremendously. I was one of those guys. I essentially owned several trucks buying I bought and sold. Hey, we hauled it from Canada, to southern New England. And right now, if you want to, live on the road in a beautiful, brand-new semi, truck and be a real, asphalt cowboy, you can start $50,000-$60,000 a year.
But what's your payment?
No, just go work for a company.
Okay.
Just to go work for a company. You can go work for J.B. Hunt or Schneider or any of these.
The testament.
And if you wanna be a coast-to-coast driver, and there's a bunch of them that listen to this show, and they'll attest to this. And the thing is young kids do that, and they get burnt out. But I know some guys that are making $100,000 a year doing it.
Yeah, if you can tolerate the time spent away from the family, time spent away from clubs or whatever it is that you think is going to fulfill your life or whatever, you can make up to $80,000 a year, right off. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were inside a Boston courtroom on Wednesday for their alleged roles in a college admission scandal. And as far as if we can expect any more names to come out of people that were caught up in this scandal, attorney Jonas Billboard believes the feds may be done naming names.
I think in this particular case they might be, because some people might have been smart to not get on the phone and give the conversations that the feds got.
Former Vice President Joe Biden released a video in which he acknowledged that social norms are changing and pledged to change his behavior after multiple women accused him of overly familiar physical contact.
The boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset, and I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it, and I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Wednesday. The Dow was up 39 points to close at 26-18. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
Talking about jobs that pay well that don't require any kind of college degree. We're just talking about truckers here. I'll get back into that in a second here. But I want to tell you about Freedoms Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. That means they grab news stories from all over the internet, put them in one place. If you want the newest and freshest stories on current events and science and technology and historical findings and liberty news and government overspending and the rise of the police state, it's freedomsphoenix.com. They've got it. I go there on a regular basis. I go to the site when I click through. I get their daily dispatch. If you go to freedomsphoenix.com, that's freedom with an S, phoenix.com, and sign up, you can get the daily dispatch like I do. It's great. freedomsphoenix.com. Let's go to Jeff calling in from Chattanooga. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man. Yeah, you're talking about the truck drivers thing. I've been driving now for 20 years.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, yeah. It's just a great job, man. I love it.
Nothing exists in America that a truck driver didn't bring us. So, thanks.
That's exactly right. But, I make, in some cases, for an entry-level police officer, nowadays, I average around $80,000 to $85,000 a year. And I'm not gone that much. I'm usually gone 3 weeks to come home for a week.
Okay.
But these policemen out here that are, you know, putting their lives on the line, and they're getting shot at every day and getting killed. They're making half of what I'm making.
Well, I would caution you on this, Jeff, although, I mean, you know, what we see on television is cops getting shot at, but it's not even one of the top 10 most dangerous jobs. And frankly, it's the truck drivers whose lives are shortened who are actually doing the more dangerous job. Because in many cases, truck drivers, they're not getting a lot of exercise. They're getting obese. They're away from their wives who might be watching what they eat and stuff like that. And their lives are shortened as a result. I'd say the truckers have the more dangerous job.
Well, statistically, truckers are. It is a much more dangerous profession than being a police officer.
Yeah, it's dangerous out there.
I learned a lesson about that because I was one of those. I was almost 500 pounds. And I've lost 167 pounds in the past February.
Good job.
So,
how'd you do it, Jeff?
52 more. I want to quit eating junk. Start eating vegetables.
It's a simple formula.
And, hey, Jeff, speaking of being a healthy trucker, a guy I used to subscribe to on YouTube called himself the Wheatgrass Trucker. Have you heard of him? Check him out. Just YouTube search the Wheatgrass Trucker. And what this dude did is he would grow sprouts in his truck, and he had a whole sprouting setup in a condo sleeper. And he went from being he lost a lot of weight. He's a very fit, healthy guy, but he was heading down that road of, you know, extremely overweight and
it's
stuff.
It's easy,
but I always recommend the Wheatgrass Trucker to truckers. He kind of inspired me to lose some weight, you know, a few years ago also.
Because you're basically a trucker too, right, Jay?
Well, I was. I'm not anymore. I got just sick of looking through the windshield. Yeah, I got burnt out.
Yeah,
thanks for the call, Jeff. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, buddy. Thank y'all. Appreciate you.
Yeah, bye-bye. No problem
Have
at all.
Have a good night.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Samantha calling in from Rochester. Samantha, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Long-time listener. I'm calling because of the truck driving. I'm actually a truck driver.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks. So the biggest issue I have is with the whole driver shortage portion of it.
I'm kind of curious about this part because I feel like...
Both.
What's that?
Both. I think it's both. Sorry, caught myself.
Yep. I didn't hear anything. So what my concern is that if I tell somebody to get into trucking... How long are they going to have this job? So is it going to be 5 years? Is it going to be 10 years? I don't know the answer to that because I figure at some point or another we're going to have these self-driving trucks on the interstate. I don't know the answer to it, but maybe. And then what does one do with the skill set that one has developed over time with this, with driving trucks? I mean, what does it translate into? So go ahead, give me your thoughts.
As far as the self-driving trucks, I see that in the future, but I don't see it happening tomorrow, especially with all of the government regulation and all of the rules and everything like that. I get that you can get rid of a lot of the rules because, you know, trucks don't need to sleep. People do. But the issue I have is that, you know, you're still going to have someone in the truck, whether the truck is self-driving or not. You're going to have someone in the truck to be sure that it's going the right direction because, as we know, just like humans, machines can fail also. Because I'm technologically, I'm good at technology and, like, that kind of thing. So I could probably maybe learn how to program them or take that kind of stuff, and I can keep being in the trucking industry without actually driving. But I'm also really young too compared to most truckers, so I have that on as a positive for me. So
make sure you save that money.
That's the thing, is you don't really make a lot of money. I know that's going to crush some dreams, but
you're not
really
making
don't.
Much money trucking.
No, when I was driving truck over the road, I could make anywhere from $1,000 to $1,200 a week.
Okay.
And that was being a company driver, and that was 48 states in Canada. And I'd be gone for 4 weeks and home about 6 days.
So something like maybe $50,000 a year?
Well, if you take taxes out of that, maybe like 40.
Yeah, once you get taxes out of it, yeah. Indeed. Thanks for shining a little realism on this. Appreciate it, Samantha.
Yeah, no problem.
855-450-3733. In many cases, yeah, I mean, you know, taxes diminish the amount you're making, but everybody's paying them, so, you know, you gotta have some standard by which to. But saying $50,000 a year helps you to compare it to other jobs as opposed to saying how much you actually get, right?
And the thing with truck driving, too, in the truck driving industry, there's a tremendous amount of turnover. So, like, a lot of the guys I know, they were constantly, oh, I'm going to get another job here because they'll pay me a nickel more a mile, or they'll give me this some benefit. And then, you know, and then on the same token, the trucking companies are always looking to find a cheaper guy to hire.
Right.
You know.
And in many cases, when you're really bidding companies against each other, you find that once they get you over there, that the thing that they said has some more, caveats to it or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work out the way you'd hoped it to, and then it's like, oh, it's a pain to leave. Let's go to Richard calling in from Tennessee. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, gentlemen and ma'am. This is the first time I've listened to your show. It's really interesting. I live here in Chattanooga, but I'm up in Cleveland today. I wanted to touch a little bit on something Samantha said and kind of back up a little bit of what she said about the automated trucks. I personally don't see it either for a very long time. A lot of drivers that are leaving the industry are leaving because of health risks.
Yeah.
Anymore,
like
we're being pushed out. You know, yeah, you brought that up a minute ago with the obesity. You know, a lot of it is the sleep apnea thing. And, people don't know they have it, so they have to go get the test done, and then they have to have the machine and do everything that they're supposed to do. It shortens your DOT physical for 1 year. Instead of a 2-year card, now you get a 1-year card.
Mm.
It's a hassle. It really is. It's a hassle. And the money thing, they come up and pay a little bit across the industry because they are needing drivers. A lot of companies now are moving to automatics instead of shifting gears.
Okay.
It makes it exponentially easier to learn how to drive a truck. If you just learn how to back one up and hold lane, maintain lane, you know, stability.
That's about it, right?
And that's pretty much it. Yeah, I've been doing it for 20 years.
Thank you for your service, too, Richard.
Thank you. The automatics have gotten better than the first generation. I don't know what generation of automatics we're in now, but I'm driving one now, and I actually like it a little bit better. The first one I ever drove was terrible.
Richard, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in, talk about what you want. We've been talking about lucrative careers that don't require a college degree. Article from the Foundation for Economic Education, and I think it's a great idea. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you're a retailer and you want to accept cryptocurrency, I have a recommendation. It's AnyPay.global, and they've made it incredibly easy for you to take cryptocurrency. There's no paperwork or approval process or anything like that. You don't have it. Doesn't spend any really moments to be able to accept cryptocurrency. All you have to do is basically have a tablet at the register. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. And they will handle it from there. It's a robust website. It's going to handle everything you need. So sign up's easy. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Let's go to Bad Slave calling in on the Discord line. By the way, listen to how he sounds here. You could sound this good, too. Just go to Discord.FreeTalkLive.com. Bad Slave, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm really glad to sound well. You know, Mark, Angie, and Jay, good to speak with all of you. I want to address this to all of you and the rest of the world listening in as well, even bigger than that, if possible. I think that the bulk of institutions and buses and unions and instructors and, people that get a break for being in sports, I want to throw most of that out. I want to get rid of it.
Inefficiencies in the marketplace, right?
What's that?
Inefficiencies in the marketplace.
Well, exactly. I mean, the fact is that, learning is the process of delivering data, no?
Okay.
And so also the young people that are motivated, which are most of them,
I'll take your word for that.
Vast majority of them are in fact interested in that delivery data, data delivery, right?
All right.
The incremental cost of any piece of data being delivered, you know, whatever kind of media it is or whatever, you know, someday probably going to be direct connections to our brains. But in the meantime, we have, you know,
an now there's a screen in the way at this point. Yeah.
Right, right. So I you know, I think that the actual cost for IT to deliver that data is approaching zero. Is that not true?
They're certainly driving it down.
Well, I mean, I'm serious. How much does it cost to watch a whole movie? The actual action of pulling in a movie and getting that data and watching it. I mean, somebody wants
zero.
To get paid for it, but just the delivery of the material.
Right. What's the wholesale cost?
Close to zero.
I watched Thor: The Dark World last night. And I had bought this previously from Amazon, so it's hosted on their site. What's the actual cost to Amazon to deliver me that movie? So I don't know the answer to that.
Well, the thing is we got to understand, too, is that anything that we're getting for free is, you know, we are the product. It's the data we provide all these companies, whether it's social media or selling us something or video hosting or whatever, the data we end up providing them is where they make all their money. In fact, even like Verizon, just having like a Verizon wireless phone, the fact that you have a phone service with Verizon is worth something like, it's a crazy number. It's like, it's tens of thousands of dollars that like you being a customer of Verizon is worth to Verizon for like, I don't know, marketing or selling or, so hey. I don't know all the answers, but Ernie Hancock had someone on talking about this a few weeks ago.
Jay, that is of no effect.
Well,
hello.
But
give me the punchline here, okay?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you.
So you're saying don't get a job in tech?
That is bringing up an effect that's only an effect for the stupid, okay?
But what I'm saying is we can
control what our appearance is on the web. So how much they're gaining off of advertising and what have you is not the factor involved.
Well, it's a factor involved in what?
That the actual, you know, because of the cheapness of computer hardware, the actual delivery cost of data is approaching zero.
And that information, true or questioned, is meaningful to me in what way? I agree with you.
In what way is that? Why is it that in the last, I don't know how many decades, I mean, I was a school boy in the 50s, okay? And since then, the cost of delivering this data to me has ramped up, you know, exponentially. It's ridiculous. I mean, this cost of $100,000 or more for any kind of a decent data delivery is, in fact, it's idiotic and
what data delivery is $100,000? This is the thing that you're not communicating to me, Bad Slave, what I'm supposed to do with this information. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, the fact is that we should stop.
Stop what?
Stop actually, spending that money to, you know, get the data available through the internet and
you learn talking, okay, on our own. Okay, finally, thank you. So you're saying that I can get a college degree education for free online through MIT and I don't have to pay $100,000 or $200,000 for an MIT degree. That was the piece that was missing for me. Yes, it's absolutely true.
Well, I mean, I was building up to that.
I got you. But I just didn't understand. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733-855-450-FREE. He's 100% right. College is basically free. The piece of paper you get at the graduation is 100, 50, 75, 100, 150,000 a year.
You can basically learn almost anything you want literally just from the internet. Like,
yes.
Like, I have a kid who's going to come make a knife. And I'm like, what kind of knife do you want to make? So I'm like, just YouTube search, you know, making a knife, forging a knife.
Yep.
And so he's like, found all these videos and watching these videos. And, you know, you watch these videos and watch all these guys do these things. I mean, and then you just actually figure out, you know, that you can do it.
And you practice.
And I'm going to provide them with tools and a spot and a little help, and we're going to do it.
Absolutely. And you pretty much could learn anything through these classes. Admittedly, some careers will want that degree, and for some careers, you're going to need to get it. But if you really just want to learn, the internet's got it for you. Like, there's no if you want it spoon-fed to you, and you want the degree at the end, that's what college is for.
This is the easiest time in history to skill build right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. I think there's an advertiser out there called Skillshare, as a matter of fact, that does that sort of thing. Let's go to Militant Agorist. Militant Agorist, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
You know, I'm in the logistics industry, and we've got a real big short drivers.
Oh, so a shortage of drivers for truck drivers. But doesn't shortage mean, though, that we just have to pay too much, pay more than we want for truck drivers?
Yeah, that is. I mean, of course, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the company I work with, we've got a union.
You're so muffled.
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
Well, the company that I work for has a union, so there's a set pay scale
and
all of that. But
so then you do have a legitimate shortage because you have a governor on the marketplace as far as pricing goes. So
right, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. We can't find enough people to do it. And I mean, I guess that shouldn't be a thing because, well, if we, you know,
are you a
limit on how much we can pay them, but shouldn't the pay be going up because of that?
If there's a shortage, yes. You know, the supply goes down, then and demand remains the same, then pricing should go up. Yeah.
Are you a broker by any chance?
I'm not a broker. But we do work with a company that does LTL stuff.
What's LTL? What's broker?
Broker is someone.
Truckload.
Yeah. Oh, so a broker is someone who basically brokers out loads that need to get hauled to individual truckers to get it hauled or companies, and LTL is less than truckload.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.